U.S. Senator Mark Begich is calling for a federal coordinator for the Arctic Outer Continental Shelf. In a speech to the Alaska legislature today, Begich said he plans to introduce legislation next week to create the office modeled after Alaska's federal gas pipeline coordinator. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Begich says an Arctic OCS coordinator would help develop oil and gas offshore, as well as in the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska and the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The office would work across federal permitting agencies, the EPA, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the Interior Department, that Begich says are causing heartburn for Alaska today.
The federal OCS coordinator would work with the state of Alaska and the affected local governments to streamline development in the Chukchi and the Beaufort Sea, which holds such promise to the future of oil and gas development.
He says his bill would also allow the creation of federal coordinators for offshore development in the lower 48. Begich told state lawmakers Alaska is well positioned to influence Arctic policy and should seize opportunities in the region. He said he's already reached out to President Obama to cut red tape standing in the way of development.
The president's climate czar recently left her job, apparently correctly reading the tea leaves that cap-and-trade legislation is not happening. Along with that, I asked the president to replace the climate czar with a development czar to help focus the administration on the right priorities to our nation on producing American energy from American soil with American workers.
He says the national focus on clean energy should be good news for Alaska's proposed natural gas pipeline, but he says the state must act quickly.
I know you are waiting for a new report on an in-state gas line, the results of an open season, but from my perspective, I urge you not to wait too long. Our window of opportunity may be closing, and we must address this in-state energy need for Alaska and businesses and consumers now.
Meeting with reporters after the speech, Begich clarified that he supports both an in-state gas line and a line to the lower 48. But he says the in-state line is needed now to provide reliable energy and stimulate Alaska's economy.
Because if you don't have in-state, you can ship all the gas you want to lower 48, but if there's nothing happening here economically.
Begich says the state needs to act fast because of competition from other states where oil and gas exploration has increased in recent years. But unlike Senator Lisa Murkowski, who last month urged state lawmakers to approve Governor Sean Parnell's proposed tax cuts for oil and gas companies, Begich says only small incentives are needed to spur development. In his speech, he mentioned small, independent producers and international companies partially owned by European countries.
It doesn't take a lot of money, but just enough that they can, if it's grant or loan or combination that they can seed off of, I think that's a huge opportunity sitting out there.
Most members of Congress are in their home districts this week. Begich expects the climate in Washington to be more favorable to Alaska development when members return.
Because they're going to come back and they're going to have their heads beaten in by their constituents on price of oil for their heating, price of gasoline for their car, energy costs for their power for their house. They're going to hear this. And so for us, it's a huge opportunity right now.
Begich also encouraged state lawmakers to invest some of the state's surplus in Alaska-based high-tech industries and technologies, which could leverage federal and private funds. This was Begich's third speech to the legislature since he took office in 2009. In Juneau, with help from Rosemarie Alexander, I'm Casey Kelly.